Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, let's get this show started with our host, Eric G. and John Dudley.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your resource for home improvement advice. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G.
Johnny D.
Hey guys, today, Johnny and I are going to be talking about our kind of a good subject, our top 10 favorite tools that can save you time and money. And I tell you what, when I was starting out in tackling DIY projects, I always loved it because I would fit in the price of the project with my significant other. I'd always put in another tool, right? Like, oh, I need to get that roto hammer, or
Yep. Things
that into the pricing. Oh, this is going to cost us $2,000 to do this project. And I knew I had a couple $100 tool mixed in the middle of that. And I can
build. I'm going to have to buy the bigger table saw. Sorry, honey.
Sorry. Exactly. But here's the thing. Some of us, and including me at times, don't have all the storage space to put all those big tools around. So before we get into the list, a little side mark. One of my favorite things is having a really good tool rental center for that thing that you're going to use twice a year that you don't want to have. Like a full-size table saw takes up a ton of space in the garage or shop. And if you're going to use it once or twice a year, go get it from the tool rental center. And I'm going to bag on the big box stores. Usually their stuff has been hammered. It has been ridden hard and put away wet. Yeah. I like the good independent ones. Like we have in my area here in Portland, we have Park Rose Hardware. Love those guys. Great company. They have always stuff that's about a year old. They're swapping it out all the time, putting the latest in there. So you're getting a tool that's newer. It's like you're borrowing it from a buddy versus bought it off of Craigslist after a contractor had their best days with it.
Yeah, that relationship is important. We had Abrick's Rental in Tacoma.
Yeah.
I would go from Seattle and rent from there. Any kind of problems, those guys always had three or four guys taking care of the equipment. Any problems on the job site, they'd come out with a new whatever you needed. That's invaluable versus, like you say, the big box stores that they're like, yeah, too bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tell you what, I can tell you how many times I rented a tool. Like I would go rent a post hole digger from the Orange store and I'd get out there. I was putting a fence in, first pull on the cord and it rips off, breaks right in the middle. Right. Drive 20 minutes back down there. And then the guy goes, well, rent it out. So let me see if I can fix it real quick. And they don't have the right parts. And it's just there goes 2 hours of your day.
Yeah. And part of that service of the shop itself. And also part of that is user, right? Like you're getting the DIYers that don't really know how to use some of those tools that are renting those out and wrecking those tools.
Right.
And when you go to the local places, the smaller guys, the guys that have been around for 30, 40 years with reason, like in Abrick's, generally the people that go there are contractors, know how to use the tools, know how to care for them, and know they're going to be using it again. So they take care of them.
Yeah. And when the tread wears out on the excavator, they put a new tread on it instead of just pulling all the brakes.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I rented one from a large box retailer. And I'll just say it like that because I'm out here to bag on them. But you got to go out there to hook it up. And I'm like, really, man, this thing needed tracks like a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's just going to slide around the mud. It's I'm not going anywhere with this thing. And it's tough.
That's the only one we got for today.
All right.
And now we're back to delays on home remodel projects. It's always something.
Oh, it just kills me. So now here's one of the things I tell you what, that I'm going to talk about some of my favorite tools here. This is one that I think if you have gas powered equipment, it is the game changer. Somebody actually made a gas can that works, that meets all the safety guidelines. Because you know how the stupid gas cans you get, they've got, it takes four hands to hold the plastic piece to do this. And you're while holding 5 gallons of gas over the top of something, there's just never enough hands.
When they invented that, those contraptions, let's call them.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
So SureCan, I have one, and this is the only gas can I buy anymore. SureCan made this spill-proof gas can. It is so simple. They put up on the handle a trigger, and it runs the valve on the bottom of it. So you hold it up, take the little cap off, and when you hit it, it opens it up down below, and the gasoline comes out, and it self-vents.
Weird.
Yeah. Huh. It actually works.
How many years have we had gas pumps that function just like that? Why wouldn't you create a can that does the same thing? Hello.
Yeah.
No, incredible.
And how they test it. This is the crazy thing. They test it, and I forget where they're at. They're like Minneapolis or North Dakota. They'll freeze those things and throw them, fill them up and throw them off their second story loft onto the concrete to see if they hold up. And they sell replacement parts for them too, if you break something. So
sweet,
super durable. And for $35, they're cheap for these things. It's not $100 gas can. And boy, that's a game changer. Now, since you left here, one of my other favorite tools, and this is an important one, they just licensed through DeWalt. So if you're a DeWalt tool person, this works too. And they've been on the show before. It's called Grabo. It's an electric vacuum lifting tool. So
wow, smart.
It's about, it's probably 10 inches by 6 or 8 inches. And you put it on. It has its own rechargeable battery. You put it on the flat surface, like if you're installing a pane of glass or you're going to be moving a shower door or even plywood, you put it on there, hit the on button, and it gives you 770 pounds of suction. So if it's 700 pounds, you can lift up with this.
Wow.
And for grabbing a piece of plywood and moving it around, it's basically adding a handle wherever you want a handle to be. And it keeps that suction on there. So it is so great.
And it keeps my fingers from getting pinched.
Right? Oh my gosh. When you're putting siding in, just a flat panel of siding or plywood in, now you can just slide it in there without trying to skinny your fingers off the end before you pinch them.
Fantastic.
I had at my house, I had another use for it. I had some of my luxury plank vinyl flooring with all the ladders and things come separate in the middle of the room. I didn't want to pull it back. So I took that, put it on there, and then just gave it a good shove, and it clicked back.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. So there's a lot of uses for that. I know that there's guys now, they have some bigger ones. They're using it for installing a large format tile, like the 4 foot by 2 foot tile, the 4 foot by 3 foot tile, big panels.
That's
like
the first thing I thought of is those,
those big panels. Awesome. So it's a must have. They're a couple $100 out there, but you can get them from DeWalt too. They've licensed them through DeWalt. So DeWalt's putting their brand on it, but it can save you about 40% of time when you're working on a project, which is key. So pretty nice.
Especially with large sheet goods like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Way easier. I was actually even using it on drywall. So
that's what I was just thinking. I was like, does it suck on drywall? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it does. So nice. It's cool. So the next one here, which is a good one as well that I like using, and we're going to have to go out to break, but a good laser for going around in your room for setting anything from moldings to figuring out where the high spots and the low spots are for a kitchen when you're installing cabinets. A really good laser you can set up in the middle of the room can save you so much time.
Yeah. Super
important. And now they're cheap. You don't have to go spend the $500 one on the Milwaukee one. You can get something for $40 on Amazon that works pretty good.
Yeah, those were a game changer years ago. You couldn't, Otherwise, it's a 6 foot level on the floor and making marks and pulling tape. And
Yeah, it's
just
really
set that
good
thing over in the corner.
Yep. You can just set that up and get in there with a tape measure and go around and start figuring out where the high spots and the low spots are and tells you what you got to do to fix it.
Filling in your substrate and go. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, guys, when we come back, we got more specialty tools here. Things that are make your job on your next project so much easier. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't go anywhere. If I could dream it. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com, websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey, contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here, pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider podcast is back. After a 10-month break, we were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player.
What's up? This is Stix Adenia.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, your resource for home improvement. If you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Check us out on the website. Make sure you follow us on social media. And of course, check out our YouTube page because we got a lot going on there as well. Just look up Around the House, Eric G, and you'll find us right there. Dudley and I, we've been sitting here talking about our favorite tools that really have changed how you can save time and money that make work so much easier. And what was one of your favorites, man? I'm going to put you on the spot. What was one of your favorites? Was it a good hammer? Was it a good tape measure?
When they finally came out with a Tico nail gun.
Yes.
You know how many less smashed fingers I had in my life and on the whole crew? That was brilliant. I'm like, oh, finally somebody got smart.
Oh my gosh.
Whether you're building a deck or laying floor in a house, nailing in those plates with the galvanized Tico nails that always had little nubs and they were hard to get in the hole of the place. Mm-hmm. And your fingers are too big for the nail. And every time. Tico nail gun. Brilliant. Genius.
Same with roofing nails, man. I tell you what, I hate starting roofing nails.
Yeah.
No. You're sitting there, you're trying to hold them. How many times am I going to hit my hand? A lot.
A lot, yeah. And it's always, in the Northwest, it's always 30 degrees out when you're doing it.
That is the one thing that I'll say about it. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the guy go up on the roof with the blowtorch to knock the ice off it before the roofers got up there.
Yeah. I have dug holes in ice to plant ladder feet to get up on walls to hang things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang things covered in ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Sure miss the Northwest. Nope.
Yeah, but I'm watching you seeing your breath in Columbia in the mountains where you're at, brother. So it looks a little cool there.
Yeah, that's just for the time being.
Okay.
We're way up on a mountain. Way up on a mountain.
Way up in the mountain.
Supposed to be this way. Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you that. I tell you what, my number one favorite tool, I think, is an oscillating tool. That is a game changer as far as cutting, sanding.
Yeah.
I've got the fine, the orange one. That is such a great tool to use. I'm going to burn that thing up one day because I use it so much. I tell you what, it is so easy to work with. And on my house, it was interesting. I needed to remove some aluminum windows. It was so easy to put in a metal blade and then just chase along the frame of that and cut off the nailing flange and take the window out.
Those things are amazing. The fine tools are, amazing. I was using those a bunch. When I was working with Scott up there. And I was like, oh man, I hadn't seen one because I was actually, I forget where I was in Europe somewhere at the time. And I came back and did some jobs with him and I was like, oh, what is this? Super cool.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And what I like about the one that I've got is it's got the dust extractor tool on it. So if you're cutting drywall or you're inside and you don't want sawdust everywhere, it works really well. It'll get 75% of it, which is pretty good. Pretty good. Nice. And it's great when you've got like metal shavings and stuff because that stuff loves to stick in everywhere you don't want it to.
Like and, my eyes.
that too. Yeah. And you can get in sanding little sanding pads on there. So if you're doing some corner sanding and stuff, it's really good to do that. And the secret I've noticed with those as well is get the good blades. Yeah. I tried one time on the Around the House Northwest television show. I said, what happens if I buy the cheapy Amazon ones where you get like 50 for 10 bucks or whatever? Yeah, they were garbage.
Yeah.
They're garbage.
No.
You get what you pay for.
For the good ones, they last longer and they just do a better job. Whether it's cutting toe kick or doing corner stuff, like all,
No, great for electricians cutting into an outlet into a hardwood panel or something like that. Great to get in and do that kind of stuff with. But what I like too is just flush cutting. Like even if you had to cut off a redhead bolt in concrete, you put the metal blade on and flush with the concrete and smooth it out right there and you're good as gold.
Yeah, way better than bending four Sawzall blades to try to get it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on that. And then, of course, the Sawzall blade is it's cutting and you're trying to move to a different spot of the blade because you're hammering on that one part of the blade. And then all of a sudden, it's multi-stabbing it with the end. It's going,
kicks back, cracks a rib. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. We've all done it. It's just brutal. And I tell you what, there are a lot of new products out there too. When it comes to stud finders, and this is where you put in the joke and go, oh, it doesn't work around me. But the stud finder is something, and like we were talking about the last hour, I was trusting my basic stud finder that did a great job of finding that CPVC pipe that it thought was a stud.
Yeah.
There's new ones out there like what Wallabot has, where it's actually using a radar to read what's on the other side of the wall. So it'll go, hey, that's a water line, dummy.
Yeah.
It'll tell you if that's low voltage or whatever.
Yep.
And that can really be a game changer because it makes your life so much easier. Go ahead.
Worth the price of admission if you ever in your entire life hit one plumbing line like you did.
Yeah.
Like, you will never do that again. You're like, nope, I'm buying the good one because I just spent 3 hours chasing water all through the house. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then the other one that I've used that can be good is one of those temperature heat guns. Because like on the outside of a house, you basically, it's a little infrared scanner that you can look and see what the temperature is coming through the wall. Those will show you so much on an exterior wall as well, because you'll see where the studs are, because it'll show you where the thermal mass is. And you'll go, oh, this is one color. The studs are different. But what's cool with one of those is you can use those in a way as a stud finder. I used to use those looking for water intrusion because wet insulation shows up different than dry insulation.
Simple math. So, makes sense. Simple
math. You get in there. Whoa, what's that? Oh, that's not good.
Huh?
And that's another one of those.
It's a lot of hidden secrets.
Technology.
Yep.
And it's really good. And it shows you all those air leaks as well. So I think it's important if you're having a house built, once the drywall's in, you can go around and go, hey, as long as there's a temperature difference between the inside and outside, you can walk around and go, you missed insulation there. You missed it here. and you've got an air leak here because that's 10 degrees colder. Why is that? Or 10 degrees hotter. Yeah,
that's an impressive tool. I never worked with one.
Yeah, they're super cool. I have one actually that I use just for my pizza oven that I can go in there.
Of course you do.
It was great. Because I can look at it and go, what is
the
floor of the pizza oven? Okay, I'm at 685 degrees. Perfect. That works.
It's a tough life you live, buddy. That's
bougie, isn't it? It's a little bougie. It's a little bougie, but great tool to have around.
Yeah, impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see if the dryer vent is leaking in the wall someplace. A lot of those things, it works well. I found a HVAC duct that was disconnected in my wall.
Talk about a rabbit hole, though. Suddenly you're right. Like, I wonder what's here. Yeah. There goes a Sunday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it works. Hey, we got to go out to break here, brother. I don't want to run us too far over because we got to pay the bills. When we come back, let's talk about more of our favorite little tools. And I've got another one for you here that I think you've seen since you've left away, but it'll be a fun one. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your home improvement resource. Thanks for joining us today. Hey guys, make sure you follow us on social media. We got a lot of new stuff coming up here, and you can find that at aroundthehouseonline.com and find us over there. Make sure you follow us on social media, all those different things, because you can really track us down and see what's coming up with the new stuff. So, Johnny, we've been talking about our favorite absolute cool tools out there, and there's one that I don't think you've seen yet because it's been something newer on the market, but I love my track saw. So for all you guys out there that don't know what a track saw, this is a aluminum track that you can clamp down to your project. It's like a reverse table saw in that track you can put on, clamp onto your project, and then this saw follows the track down like a circular saw, and you can make cuts with it. What I like about it is that if I have to scribe cut, let's say like a bottom of a door or a panel, trying to take a contractor table saw and make an angled cut is super difficult to do. 3/4 inch plywood that you're trying to take 2 inches off the 8-foot end and 1 inch off the other end to give it that angled cut. You want to get it perfect. It's hard to get it perfect. With this, it's money for making that cut.
Nice. Yeah, compared to 6 clamps, a level piece of steel, and a skill saw set at a 32-degree angle. Yeah.
I saw
that tears the hell out of the veneer unless you got the perfect brand new blade in there. Yeah.
This scores it. It does all the cool little stuff. You can actually do a scoring run to cut it first. So if you want to take down a 16th of an inch, you can take that through and then do your big cut. There's a lot of different things with it. I saw a guy on Facebook and I was like, he had a unit of OSB and he was trying to cut multiple sheets down.
Yeah.
So he snapped his line, turned his contractor table saw upside down and cutting it multiple sheets that way. I'm like, no.
Wow.
I'm like, I've never had a table saw kickback where the saw hits me in the face, but I don't want to do that.
That's crazy. That's, yeah.
Like, no.
Takes all kinds, man.
That's, takes all kinds. That's, like, which roofer was doing that? Which roofer was doing that? That's
something we used to call guys like that pavers. You must be a paver.
Sorry, pavers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was innovative and dangerous all at the same time. Equally innovative and equally dangerous. I couldn't believe it. I was just shocked. I was going, you kidding me? And what's cool with this is, like, the Milwaukee one, which I have, Festool has one. There's a lot of cool little things going on, but they're just really good for hardwoods and things like that that could be difficult. So if you need to go rent one, because they're expensive, just the saw itself is like almost $700 at Home Depot. And then you got to buy the track and the clamps and all the other little parts with it. So it's not your everyday home improvement tool, but if you can go rent one, it's awesome. It's a game changer for doing panel projects or big sheets that you're trying to scribe or something like that. It's just awesome.
Nice.
Makes life so much easier when you're tackling a project like that to be able to knock that out. So it's super fun. Now, another one, and I'm going to get geeky on this one, and it's not really on my list, but I'm going to change out one item and add to it. A really good hammer. A really good hammer that fits your hand.
You just touched my heart with that one.
Did I?
Dude, my hammer was like, no, like my sword if I was a gladiator. Like, it, you don't understand how special. It's like a guitar. It's
exactly everything. What it's gonna do. You know exactly what it's not gonna do.
Yep.
And I've got some bougie ones. We were talking about bougie tools. Yes, I've got the stilettos. I've got four of them.
I was just gonna say, I had my stiletto hammer. I could split wood with it. I could tap in a finish nail with it. I knew exactly how it handled. And it was, it's like your third hand. Like,
One of my favorite parts to add on to that stiletto hammer is they now make rubber covers that go over the head. So when you're doing flooring, tap, it's got that real rubber, like a white rubber, almost like a tennis shoe rubber that you can hit with so you don't mar things up for doing flooring, for doing stuff like that. It's awesome. And then in half a second, you can pull that cover off. It just slides right off. And now now you're nailing a finish nail. That
was a brilliant idea.
Yeah. And they make them now so they're all titanium where you can actually change the head out on it. So if you've got like that waffle framer that you've used enough and you're like destroying the waffle end on it, you just take a big screwdriver and can actually unbolt the head on it and put another one back on it. So it's brand new again.
Nice. They're great.
Yeah, it's spend the money, find what's good. Some guys are like, I've got to have the wood handle. Some guys like, I want to have just what my grandfather had with the hickory handle or whatever. And I like it light. I don't want to have something destroying my forearms at the end of the day.
I liked my forearms destroyed and I had to have a wooden handle. And I kept it sanded and oiled like a fine pair of Italian shoes, man. I freaking loved it. My baby.
And that's the thing, right? It's such a personal choice. It's like in the guitar world, it's like, are you a Les Paul guy? Or are you a Stratocaster guy? Which one is it? When was the last time you saw Slash playing on a Stratocaster or Jimmy Page? Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen that much. It's the guy you are. So you're a Les Paul guy, usually.
Yeah, but I do got.
You did have a.
Tellys and Strats.
I was going to say, but however, comma.
I do both.
Yep. And that's part of it. Now, the next one here, I think, is probably the most used tool out, even more, maybe even the hammer these days. And that is a really good, basically, screwdriver, drill driver combo. Whether it's the Milwaukee, whether you're a Ryobi, whether you're a DeWalt, or even a Bosch or Makita, whatever brand it is. That's the one I think that I probably give the most abuse to.
Yeah.
It's a drill that falls off, the driver that falls off the ladder under the concrete, falls off the roof.
Seven times a day. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have come so far with those over the years.
Dude, I was actually building that little kid's house the other day and just remembered how mind-blowing it was when they created the pneumatic ones.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, I don't, especially if you're like over your head trying to pin drywall or something like that, and you're fighting with the stud and it freezes, no. Versus, no.
Yep. if anything, if you got cheap screws, you'll be busting them off.
That too. Yep.
And that's the thing. So really finding one that fits your budget. And again, and a lot of people are brand specific. I always say, get the brand that's going to fit in with your battery system you're using, you know, but generally speaking, if you're a contractor and you show up with the Ryobi set, you're going to get laughed off the job site. But as a homeowner, it's a great deal. Same parent company as Milwaukee, but it's just the homeowner grade version of it. It'll probably do you.
I will say, as a contractor in the past, with several team members and a couple different trucks running them, I bought plenty of those Ryobis because guys abused them and broke them all the time. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't care. Take the whole $300 set, break the hell out of it this month, and we'll buy another one.
Yeah. Brother had the circular saw and he made it through a garage build and a home renovation with thousands of cuts. Yeah. Now, just a couple weeks ago, he sent me a video of him plugging the battery in and smoke coming out of it. So he fully let the smoke out of it. So it was done, but it had a good hard life.
I'm not saying it's top choice, but I am saying it can be economically viable if you're going through drills and you're going through saws and batteries and losing stuff. When you've got employees, you're like, I don't need every guy to have a DeWalt set or a Milwaukee set because it's just going to get wrecked because they don't care about my stuff. Sorry,
absolutely.
Guys.
It happens that way. It happens that way. All right, we come back. I want to wrap this one up, Johnny. We got to go out to break and we'll keep talking about some of my cool little tools, more specialty stuff that can make life a little bit easier around the house. We'll do that just as soon as we return. If you want to find out more about us, hit us up on the website at aroundthehouseonline.com. We'll be right back.
Make sure you follow the Around the House show on social media and our YouTube channel at Around the House Eric G for all of our home improvement videos. Hold on to your tool belt, folks. We're taking a short break to rewire our thoughts. Around the House will be back faster than you can say drywall dust.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
If I could dream of-
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, if you want to find out more about us and all the things we're doing, head over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and make sure you follow us on social media over there. We got so much going on there with some new interviews will be coming out soon. And I got some new videos popping up this week as well. So take a look at that and make sure you subscribe and share to your friends that are trying to track those projects down. And Johnny and I have been sitting here talking about our favorite tools and some of the stuff that I think is really been some game changers for out there. And One of them is a big deal, and I think this really relates to whether you're a contractor or a homeowner. It's battery-powered outdoor lawn care. And I tell you what, it used to be so horrible, and now it's gotten to be so good. You can literally go out now and buy a battery-powered zero-turn lawnmower that'll do 3.5 acres on one charge. And it'll
yeah,
get
you've got that one video on that one.
Yeah. And yeah. I had a half acre of lawn, basically, that I could get with my lawnmower, go out there with a single charge, and I could probably mow it 3 or 4 times off of a single charge, off of that dual battery setup.
And that folded up all nicely, so it fit in the garage. Yeah,
just goes up on edge, and oh my gosh, it's a game changer on it. And the nice thing is, the leaf blower is probably my favorite. I use that.
Probably not your neighbor's favorite.
No, well, it was because it was quiet.
Oh, nice.
You think about the gas ones, you're out there. Always want to hit record. The leaf blower, gas-powered leaf blower comes out. Whether I'm working outside or the lawn care guys show up when I'm recording inside, Murphy's Law is they show up when you hit the record button. But the electric one is so battery-powered, is so much more quiet. And you'll laugh at me. When I got the house all moved out, everything's clear, I took through the garage and the house the leaf blower in and made sure I got every last little bit of dust out. Opened the doors up and just blew it outside and then did one last cleaning. And I tell you what, I could sweep the garage floor 100 times. And until you got the leaf blower out with that 120 mile per hour burst of air, all that little fine dust disappeared.
Nice.
Game changer. And these days, I think it's smart. Now, here's where it doesn't work. And this is where I think government regulation gets dumb, like in California, where governments are saying you can't run gas-powered equipment. If you're in North Dakota or Minnesota, a battery-powered snowblower isn't going to work at minus 25 degrees.
Not going to cut it.
And this is where contractors have a problem. And this is an interesting one. In the northern states, if you leave your DeWalt, your Milwaukee batteries in your truck at night, it's 20 degrees outside in the morning.
Yep.
They don't work as well.
Yep.
You get half or less of the battery power, even when they're fully charged. So it's like it's like starting your car when it's 10 degrees outside and you turn it over and it's
the oil. You just have to put them in front of the heaters, the job site heaters.
So any place that you're getting below freezing out there, that's where that stuff doesn't work. Now you're not mowing the lawn when it's 20 outside, but it's maybe the leaf blower to clear some powdery snow or the snow blower is not really the best move with that. That can be pretty, pretty troublesome. But like you said, you got to warm them up first. And in those areas, I think there's always should be some gas powered equipment out there, like snow blowers and things like that, that you just need to have. Unless they change battery technology. That's my big one. Now, the last one that I have on here, I think, is an important one. And that's your trusty skill saw. I'm going to say skill because it's a skill's a brand, but we all know it. It's the Kleenex of saws. It's your circular saw.
Second choice, my hammer, my skill saw. Those were my two extra additional hands. Again, such a personal thing. How you handle it, you know how it cuts, you know the weight, you know the force, you know the... I'm getting a little contractory about it, but...
No, but it is.
It becomes an appendage that you fling around like it's nothing, which could be very dangerous if you hadn't been doing it for 20 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can use my skill saw for that. What? No, watch this. Yeah, I was a little reckless.
Now they've got demo blades where you can cut through wood and steel and aluminum or whatever else. And it's meant for demo day. It'll cut through just about anything.
Yeah, and nice.
I throw that on mine for demo day when I'm cutting stuff out and it's just, who cares if there's a nail in there? It doesn't mind it.
Yeah.
But super. I changed over to battery probably 7 or 8 years ago and all battery powered now. And that is the way to go because there's no cord. You know, when you're cutting a sheet of plywood, how many times, Johnny, with that cord, maybe you got your Mag 77 or whatever.
Got to swing the cord over. Catches on the corner.
catches on the corner and it stops you.
Yeah.
It's like nobody could come up with some kind of a cone to go over the top of that, that you could actually just keep going. But it was like hitting the power brake on it. It would be like,
yep.
Darn cord. You'd have to kick the cord out of the way to keep it going. But nowadays, and I've seen this by many different manufacturers, the battery power ones have more power to the blade than the electric ones do.
Interesting.
And I've seen side-by-side races.
Yeah.
Where they put so much pressure on them and they're cutting like inch and an eighth plywood.
Yeah.
Because the computers inside of the saw will sit there and tell it to put more power. So it'll put that battery power right to the engine of that electric motor. And it'll actually give you that burst of power that the plug-in ones don't really have the ability on. They're on their one speed, but there's a computer in the battery power one. So you can under load actually be putting more power to that with these 18 volt or 20 volt. And by the way, guys, here's a trick for you. You'll notice this out here. Here's a little thing. I don't think you know this. DeWalt is technically 18 volts. It's not 20. If you look over in Europe, it's the DeWalt 18 volt, and it's similar. It's the same as the Milwaukee's. And that's because they're rounding up to 20. It's not
bad. Must be nice.
They're just rounding it. Yeah. Must be nice. They're just
rounding it up. How'd you get that number? I just round it up.
Round it up. So it's not really, they rounded down, they rounded up, and it's in between that. But it's the same battery pack, so they've got new technologies, but it's the same amount of cells in the batteries. It's the same thing, you know, but they do work the same. But 20 volts is not two more than the Milwaukee, just so you guys know out there. Get what you like, but it's not what it says it is. And that's why Europe won't let them sell it under 20, because it's not 20.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm actually still contemplating how the computer puts the power when it's needed to the cordless saw. Because I would never, I don't know, I'm old school, but I'm like, I don't know, cordless skill saw. Like something about me liked the habit of knowing the cord was going to catch and moving it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's a very, again, it's very guitar-like. It's a personal thing. Becomes an appendage. It also brings to mind the story of the guy putting the table saw upside down, because I would do wacky stuff like that with my skill saw where people are like, you're going to do what? I'm like, 1 foot, one hand on the ladder, hanging off, going to cut the rafter tail. They're like, you can't. Oh, wow.
Yep. Absolutely. And that's the same thing. And the nice thing, too, I like about that, too, is that you can jump up on the roof and cut something without going, how many feet of cord do I need? Yeah.
That I like.
That was nice. Because Murphy's Law said that whatever you wanted to cut was approximately 14 inches farther away than what you had cord for.
Yeah. Not to mention it's one less cord to be tripping over when you're on a roof. That's
right.
That's a huge benefit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How many cord rolls have you done roofing?
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. It's just walking on the floor. How many? On the last one I want to say out there. Yeah, you're walking on, whoa, you catch it. My last one on here that's really not on the list, but a good shop vac. A good shop vac for cleanup. This is where you throw in the electrical jokes and the electricians don't clean up. But really, this is the cleanup tool that's so good around the house. And I've converted over, like with, I use the ones from Home Depot, the Rigids. That's what I've
got.
Yeah.
I always had the Rigids,
I like using the bags. If you're not using the bags around there that slide into them, and they just snap over the top of the inlet on the, if you're not using that, try it out sometimes. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to go. Johnny, that's the end of the list, and it's the end of the show, brother. Thanks for coming on today. I always appreciate it. And guys, make sure you follow us on social media. If you're a contractor out there and you've got a favorite tool, make sure you message us, or a homeowner. You go, you missed this one. Hit us up at aroundthehouseonline.com. Love to see that. Maybe we'll talk about some of those next week if you can get those over to us. And for the contractors out there, follow us over on our new podcast as well. We rebooted the Around the House Pro Insider, so make sure you catch us over there. We're talking business, and we're putting our business brains together, helping people like you with your business and making sure it's growing and keeping up with today's technology. I'm Eric G.
And I'm Johnny D.
And you've been listening to Around the House. Radio, take my hand, I know where to go. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.